Okay, good evening, everybody. And we are picking up, and tonight we're really going to finish this general topic of Malchus. And as I mentioned, then we're going to other topics in Shabbos, Chiddush HaOlam, and then the Meira of Shabbos, then more specific parts of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Zmiros, etc. Different parts of the liturgy, the Nusach HaTefillah. This really will finish Malchus, which we've been doing since the beginning of the Sefer for many weeks already. So this topic is Shabbos and Shalom, the idea of Shalom. Echad, Miknuyei Shalminas HaMalchus, one of the nicknames, so to speak, of Malchus. Again, Malchus is not only kingship. Malchus, of course, is representative, as we discussed and elaborated upon, how Hashem interacts with this world. It's the lowest of the 10 spheres of the prisms, so to speak, of how Hashem deals with the world, of the channels, of the how Hashem speaks to the world. And Malchus really is the kli kibul, is the receptacle of it all. And one of the nicknames of Malchus is Shalom. Hamuvin l'fi pshuto, to explain it on a simple level, based on everything you said previously, Shemetzias HaMalchus, and Malchus is Hikoch HaKoilo, Malchus is the power of taking everything together, Mitzalim umitzdarfim, all the pieces fit together. Everything in this world, and even all of the celestial worlds, come together in which is the lowest level of Malchus. Just remember, in the world of Kabbalah, in the spheres, there is Chabad, Chachma, Bina, Das. That's the Meich, and that's the intellectual part of how Hashem knows the world, so to speak. And there's Chagat, Nehi, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. Netzach, Hoydesayit. Again, we're not going to go through all this stuff. We did this in terms of Tevara. And the lowest, which is Malchus, which is this world, which is the way Hashem, so to speak, gives everything spiritually into this world, Olam HaSiyah, this physical world. Again, that's a lot of hard terms. But Malchus gets everything, and everything is nullified to get to this level of Malchus. And therefore, Ba'ashem Yitzidem Elam Chol Chashivas Limus HaChashivas Haba'alahem, the importance, the value of everything else only gets value when it's all coming to Malchus. We give a very crude metaphor of a table, the legs and the top, or the plank, whatever you want to call it, of the board of the table. Each one in and of itself is not so valuable, but when you put it all together, it becomes a table. Think of going to a Ford car company plant. All the pieces that make up a car in and of itself are not valuable. When you make it, when you put them all together, they become a car. What is a car? It's the composite of all of those electronic, plastic, metal pieces put together. V'imken in davar shemevi shalom. And therefore, there is nothing that brings shalom, which we'll translate as peace, v'ichod and oneness of pratim, of disparate, separate pieces, Yaiser Malchus, more than Malchus. It's Malchus, a kingship. The king makes the nation. The king unifies the nation. There's a unified goal. Okay, just go back again, because we live in a world of no kingship whatsoever, and no real, even today, you know, even in our country, our very divided country, having two older, very imperfect candidates for president, and each side thinks the other's nuts or worse. By the way, San Jose memory from 2016. I'll never forget this. I was invited to Dev Davis's, council member Dev Davis's victory party, which she, because I had endorsed her in 2016. It's the best of the candidates for the council. And so she put me on her flyers and she invited me to her victory party. And I went with my black hat. And Vice Mayor Rose Herrera, I don't remember Rose Herrera, I spoke for her more than once. I just spoke for her invocation to be her party to be the vice mayor of the city council as well. And she comes over to me. Trump had just won Pennsylvania, and essentially election. And she says to me, Rabbi Levine, the Nazis have just won. Hitler has just won. She tells me this. The Adolf Hitler just won the election in the United States of America. So I looked at her, I said, Vice Mayor Herrera, my four grandparents were Polish Holocaust survivors. He's no Adolf Hitler. Then I casually told her I actually voted for him at a different time. But she really, she wasn't just saying that. She believed that. You know, and vice versa, you know, going all the direction. We have no concept of Malchus. So, as you remind me now, because now it's pretty clear it's going to be a rematch of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But you know, having said all of that, you know, we look at the Hasidic group, a good Hasidic group, they're unified, right? Bells, gear, they're unified. Chabad, for those who know Chabad Hasidim, when the Rebbe was alive 45 years ago, and if I bring in, they all, even today, in his, and I can never have another Rebbe again, but in the, they follow what they think the Lubavitch Rebbe would have done to the end. He is their Melech. I'm not getting to any Messianism anywhere. Melech, leader, right? Leader. The Melech unifies, it brings people together. In the world of Kabbalah, it connects everything together. And every other thing, so to speak, is nullified by the Melech. Go back to the car. All the pieces, if the car is running well, it means all the pieces work in unison together, right? I think Boeing had an issue recently where there's a weak link or two. And you don't want to fly on a plane. When everything goes together, then it's a good flying plane. Therefore, kingship is tamin nimitz achrinus. When in the nusach ha'tfilah, in the liturgy, in the davening, we praise Hashem, malchus comes last. Look how davening goes. Baruch Shem, we say Baruch Shem every morning. Nahalechecha, we'll praise you. Nishabechecha, and a different term of adornment of praise. Nigalecha, Hashem will make you great in our eyes. V'nimlichecha malkeinu, and we will make you our king. Last of the praises of Baruch Shemar. Go now, what's the next bracha? Yishtabach. Skip all the way to the next bracha of Pesukei Dezirma. But you gimel shvachem, when you're in the middle, where you have these 13 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. Shir u'shvacha, and it ends, Kedusha u'malchus. Comes the last one, is Malchus. Because Malchus, it's not the highest, it's the point, it's the connection of it all. Unishmas Kolchai, of course, Nishmas. I'm just telling my 9-year-old son, Shlomo Eliezer Halevi, who on Shabbos, you know, about Nishmas, because he started going to Shul every day. So, about Nishmas, you can't ever skip Nishmas. Right? Nishmas, of course, is the key parts of Pesukim on Shabbos, what you say. Hanem Yoyidil V'yivarcho, and V'yakadshu V'yimlichu, and we will be Melech. Again, Melech is the end of all the praises. It's the highest point of the praises. Shal Malchus. The Malchus is means the Shvius. Again, in Kabbalah, take out Chabad, then you have Chagat, Nihi, Malchus. Chesed Kibbutz Feras, that's a Chon Yisod, Malchus. Right? Malchus is the seventh. It's the seventh of, there is the seventh of all the praises. It's Achreina, it's the last of the Spheres, it's the Koilelus. Encompasses everything else. V'chein oyso in your mamish, and the same thing in our liturgy, in our davening. Shalom is always last. B'chol makom. What do we say? Massive, because it connects all everything else. B'shmoneh esrei. What's the last bracha shmoneh esrei? Sim shalom or shalom rav. If it's nighttime, shalom rav. Sim shalom is the last of the brachas of shmoneh esrei. Birchas ha'kohanim. Right. Mesam shalom. I won't spare you. Shalom, right? V'chol makom shemizkaru kam kabrochas, right? When you say yalav yavor, we say lechein ulechess ulerach ulechaim ule shalom. Shalom comes last. Birchas amazon, the bracha, the fourth bracha, we end is v'rachamim v'chaim v'shalom. Also, shalom, like Malchus, again, shalom is a kinoi, is a nickname, is another name, so to speak, for Malchus. Like Malchus, it's the midah ha'achreina v'ha'kailalas kulam. Shalom encompasses and encapsulates everything else. With a parsha, B'chu Kosa, we know B'chu Kosa, which is the last parsha of Seder Vayikra. And we have the brachas. We know that the bulk of B'chu Kosa is actually the klos, the curses. That if you don't keep Hashem's Torah, what will happen to the Jewish people? And we say that very low. It's more of a hush laying. So, but in the brachas, at the end of the blessings, we have the first three psukim, so what do we say? The Torah says, "V'nasati shalom ba'aretz." I'll give you peace in the land, in Eretz Yisrael. Because of Rashi Sham, and Rashi says over there, quotes Chazal, Shematayim Reu, Harimacha, what do you mean, Shalom, you have peace? You have food and you have drink. Im Ein Shalom, don't know. Im Ein Shalom, if you don't have peace, Ein Klum, you have nothing. You know, by the way, I'm sure you've all met people, they have a great, beautiful house and money and this. They don't have Shalom bias, their house is terrible. Person's not B'Shalom. Ein Klum. Right, look at Nebuch Eretz Yisrael today. Right, we should be davening. There's still a lack of shalom, not nearly as bad as it was a few months ago, but there's still just today they're shooting missiles from Lebanon, Hezbollah. Straight, can you imagine walking in San Jose in the streets and you see missiles flying overhead, like missiles to shoot to kill you? Missile. My son just asked me, just my 10th grader. He's in yeshiva most of the day. He's heard of this attack in Russia. People understand. Though what ISIS did to Russia that last Friday night, there are people Russia. One day it happens to them. Every single day there are people looking to the same thing all over Tel Aviv, Yerushalayim, Haifa, Sfat, Netanya. There are all kinds of groups, not too far away. They're not traveling far to Moscow. They're not far from those cities who are looking to do the same thing, right? And so a lot of other things, of course, we need Hashem, Shemira, protection. We obviously need, do our own due part with the army, police, or Masa, whatever it may be. But not Shalom. A lot of the other blessings are lacking. And therefore, Rashi says, you can have food and drink, but without Shalom, you're missing the main thing. You're in Klum. Takes away from all that. Kol Zesvas and the Shalom Baretz. Therefore, the blessing is the apex, the necessity of everything else is to have shalom. Mikansha shalom, therefore Rashi says explicitly, shalom is shakol, can I get hakol? Person is shalom, it's like they have everything else. V'chenohu oimer, which you say actually again in tefillah, oy says shalom, Shem gave shalom u'boire es hakol, and created everything. Hepecha shalom, what's the opposite of shalom? What's the opposite of peace? Is sinas chenam. Hatred, baseless hatred. Sinas chinam is pirush. What do you mean that you hate your friend? You hate your brother. There's sinam because a person hurt you or damaged you or stole from you. And there's sinas chinam, which is he didn't hurt you, or which I actually spoke about more than once in Amichad. That really it's nothing compared to the problem of sin, right? If it means. I gave Ramat Sal some example. If a person comes late for a class and a teacher punches a kid in the face, so the parents say, why did you punch a kid in the face? So the kid late to class. You crazy, that's nothing. You can't compare. Right? So since kind of the damage of the hating your brother, your sister, your fellow Jew is nothing compared to whatever they could have done to you in almost all cases. Certainly, if they just look like different than you, if they talk a little bit different, they're different. Remember, you can never hate another Jew. It's almost always sinas chinam. It's always baseless. Disagree, vote different, act different, choose different, fine. Hate? It's almost always baseless. Almost always baseless. Ela pashet mitoich kina. A person you're jealous very often, or you're uncomfortable very often. V'dasha sinah, hatred, ba behechach, where it comes, this is very important. Almost 99% of the time, hatred of a Jew. Not talking again a person who's endangering you. But real hatred of a Yid comes called ad. And like when you hate somebody in shal chas hashem, you hate a relative. Almost always is this case. The focus is on themselves, and therefore they're jealous or they despise. They didn't invite me. They weren't kind to me. They weren't talk to me properly. They told me what to do, like serious things, right? And it divides and causes hatred to your brother, sister, cousin, relative, soulmate, neighbor, etc. In Reuven is Reuven. Therefore, if Reuven is Reuven. And Shimon is Shimon. Behechach gamar, if it's all about me, Reuven, and he's all about him, Shimon. Oh, come that Reuven will dislike Shimon or hate Shimon. Why? Because Shimon stands in his way in some way or fashion, or disagrees with him, or told him what to do, or doesn't dress the way he thinks is right. And I obviously was dealing with someone in the community in Chicago who's actually a good person, but really, in his own mind, the world, his version of the world is the version. And he comes, like, you know, from a holy place, so to speak, and everything he thinks, and if you don't agree with him, you are the enemy. At some level, they're not going to treat you like the enemy, but in his own mind, it's right, and there's a divide, because he knows best. He just knows best, right? So some people know best how you should dress, how you should talk, your accent, right? What you should do in show, and, you know, it's just... Some people know best how your children should act, and you should. I mean, there's a million things like that. It's about you, and therefore you divide it. Sometimes you come to hate other people. And it could be even jealous. Maybe Shimon has something that Reuven wants. Why does he have that house? Why have that car? I don't have any kids. How come he has kids? He has a wife. I don't have a wife. He has a husband. Whatever it may be. I should have this stuff. And there's a certain time of even jealousy. Rak kasher Reuven in Reuven, but when Reuven's not Reuven, he's a Jew. He's like me, or Kabbalistically, like Reuven and Torah, we're all really one. We're all one. And then we're all part of, you know, you're on the team, you're on the same team. Whatever metaphor you want, you're on the same team, we're on the same army, right? Trust, when you're in the army and you're killing your enemy, or you're defending, you're not thinking about, why did he take the shot? I think, I'm lucky to be alive. Thank you for shooting the enemy. That's how you think, right? You mavato yourself to the greater good. As I said, like all the parts of the wood make the table. Can't call Isham a pratim. All of the parts of the Jewish people make Klal Yisrael. When you have a company, right? That's it's a figure on the phone, on the call. When you have intel, you can't have the same positions. Right, I'm not talking about the people of Intel, the different demographics of it. I'm just talking about, in theory, a company, you need janitors, and you need computer scientists, and you need managers, and you need marketing, and you need salespeople. You need all kinds of different people. And you need, some people are in the box, some people are out of the box. It's healthy, to have that dynamic. I'm not saying what the real world entails, DEI or anything else causes, but in theory, that's what you want. In the Klal Yisrael, all the different types of Jews, the needy, the annoying, the rich, the poor, we all create an entity called the Jewish people, which are Hashem's people, Mis'akhtim, and therefore, it's not about you, it's about what you want, or he wants, it's all about Klal Yisrael. What's the difference if they have it, I have it, if they're this? You view it this, you will never hate a Jew, right? If somebody insults you or is annoying, you may disagree with them, they may be wrong, but they're still part of your team. They're still part of your family. They're still, or more again, Kabbalistically, you. You're not going to hate them. You don't hate yourself. And Sinischin is mamish, so Sinischinim is the opposite of Malchus. Malchus unifies, Shalom unifies, and Sinischinim divides. It's about me, I have no connection to him. I shudder, I'm not going to go into this in depth now, but this whole fight about the army and the Haredim and Israel, I'm not going to even get to the sociological arguments or the religious arguments or anything about it, but the biggest danger to me is not Hamas or Hamas as well, it's that Jews are divided. Now again, I'll be the first to say, I think the Reform movement is fake, phony, destructive, etc. I'll also be the first to say that I love, and I don't say this lightly, every single Reform Jew. You can disagree about ideology, right? Again, some, especially if one's false, but to hate a fellow Jew, any fellow Jew. We love all Jews. There are brothers and sisters. Period. Period. And the same thing in Israel. Period. You may not like the way a girl dresses on the street, if you're a religious Jew, she's walking, unfortunately, unclad, largely. But she is your sister. She may be ignorant. She may be wrong. She may be even flagrantly wrong. But you still have to love her. And certainly, if you don't like the way... I'm not going to get the whole talk, this side topic. I remember once I got stopped. I don't remember if I said this before. I was 18 years old. I was walking with a friend in a part of Yerushalayim, which then really had no religious, very few religious Jews. You know, Yerushalayim was majority religious, but this was like a farther out part. And a guy walked by me and called me a penguin. Three Israeli teenagers, penguin, black and white, called me a penguin. So they didn't even say a word to me. They said, penguin! So, me being me, I said, penguin? Do I look like a penguin? They realized that I was Israeli. They didn't speak English. So I stopped these guys. And I said, why don't you walk by and call me a penguin? Now, to tell you the truth, in Israel, each side can call each other a name and walk by. I wasn't going to let that happen. I stopped all these three guys. I said, why are you calling me a penguin? We look at you black and white. So I said, why would you stop? I mean, literally, I nailed them. I said, what bothers you enough to make a comment like that? You walk by, you say someone's a penguin. So, by the way, by the end of the conversation, I had. I was talking about Hashem, and I asked him like, why are they religious? I had a deep conversation with these guys. Walked by 20 minutes earlier, called me a penguin, and my friend. Why I was able, me, not that I, trust me, I lack in this also plenty, but why at that moment I was able to get these perukah, I did love them. Why they would say that to me is because at that moment I was different than them. There's for sure a level of cynicism. You don't walk by, in America, a guy will punch you in the face to call my name, but you know, you don't walk by some random person and say, you're a whatever, you know, it, based on your demographic, right? So cynicism divides, breaks apart. It's the opposite of kingship. We're not on the same team. You're this, and I'm this. We're not on the same team. We don't have the same king. We're not brothers. We're not sisters. It's the soid of Galus HaShchinah. And so the Shechinah is what leads the Malkus to leave, the Shechinah to leave, because there is no king. We're not unified. We're not together. We're not on the same team. And leads to, as we know, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Leads to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Sinas Chinam, and if you go to the depth of Sinas Chinam, besides the ignorance of it, because of the level of ignorance of realizing we are brothers and sisters, and we're even on Kabbalistically one connected. But it's Margish, is when you feel yourself as a center. My views are the right views. My clothes are the right type of clothes. My way or the highway. You don't agree with me, then I hate your guts. You're not, I don't care, you're my first cousin. This is the right way. You dive next to me in shul, and you talk. Now, it's even halachas a good, but you should screw the person. But you still love the person. Still your brother. You can trust him. You can move your seat. You could, but you got it. Can't hate him. Very rare, you know, the person, it's hard to talk, or is it very highly inappropriate, and you know, tell the rabbi, I'll tell him, I mean, I'm not there, but I'm saying, tell Rabbi Leibowitz, you know, whoever it may be, right? But you can't hate a Jew. Shazam mamish bittul, and because when you do that, it's mamish bittul hamalchus hasilik hashchinah. It causes the breakdown of the malchus, and the silik Hashkan, many years ago in Amachad, I remember I gave us a drush about Machlikis, and how Machlikis destroys communities, destroys shuls, destroys families, destroys individuals. You know, I get to the Peleites and some other sources, and in particular about some of the Makiris of Machlikis. But in Machlikis, you think you're helping, I'm giving an example which there's clearly one right and one wrong. You think you're helping the shul by fighting with this guy who's talking in shul, and you are helping the guy if you educate him and or don't be pulled into him. But if you cause a machloikis in the shul about this stuff, very often you're destroying the shul about this stuff, right? So it's like, because you can't divide, the minute it becomes a divide, it causes silika shchina. Although, again, it doesn't mean there's not people who have to deal with talking in shul. It's a very serious problem. You know, in an avera, and it damages tefillah. I'm just taking a very easy example of a black and white case. And even then, right, you have to be very, very careful about machlekes. Although, k'sheish noichas shal kadosh baruch hu, when it's all about Hashem, so then you think, what is the, right, when you're dealing in all family dynamics, so let's say you have a religious relative, how do you deal with them? Right, what's mom going to think? What's dad going to think? I mean, yeah, I want to fix them. I love them. I care about this relative. They're not open to hear so and so. You're going to think about it. You're going to be, when they're your relative, when it's your wife or your husband, you better think about what you say. If you want to eat dinner that night, or you want to sleep, get a good night's sleep, right? You also want to stay married. You better think what they're going to say. So you deal with it with intelligence, and you think, what am I? They're wrong, okay. If you're a parent, you want to educate your kids, you got to think about it. If you're managing a team, you have a player, you got to think about, how am I going to make it work? You need the unity. You understand the importance of it. And when it's about Hashem, we're all Hashem's children, we're all part of Hashem's army, so to speak. And Hashem is the focus. He is the King of Kings. You were batal to him. And therefore, there's shalom. When it's not focused on my feelings and my desires and my vision and my demands. So what's with Hashem? Now, I'm entitled to have feelings and demands and whatever, but not to hate and not to break apart. Shalom, because shalom and malchus, these, so to speak, synonyms, is shechina, and it's one. It's a creating of one. The inklimaxic bracha, there is no vessel which holds blessing, ela kama shalom, which is peace. Reuven or Shimon, kama bracha kvar efshalas pilahem, hariklem mukbalim. When you're broken, when you're different, when you separate yourself from your relative, but even family, you see this a lot of times, they separate, they don't have bracha. But in your shul, in your community, or you're religious, and you're part of this chassidic group, and you hate this Hasidic group, you just despise them. I'll never forget this. I think I said this story once. When I was a kid, I was walking about a community in Eretz Yisrael. Never forget this. I was walking with a friend. We went to a tish somewhere. And one Hasidic group, which was Gur, they keep their pace under the yarmulke for historical reasons. Like, so this, there's a Ger kid walking by a different Hasidic group. I mean, he was in, I would hate to say this, enemy territory for these eight-year-old kids. And this Hasidic group wore their pants down, which is what most Hasidim do. And these kids were screaming at this kid, this eight-year-old kid. You know, I think they even kicked him. I don't remember exactly what happened. You know, but I broke it apart. Do miss the guy! They're calling this kid a guy because his pants were under his yarmulke. Like, they're like attacking this kid. So I broke it apart with my friend. So I remember the father, when the father came out, he pointed to us and we helped him. So the father came to thank us. But think about this. Imagine they're adults. I didn't see Baruch Hashem saw adults do like that. But there's levels of that. What are you, nuts? What are you, crazy? Because the pants under his yarmulke. Or his pants are this way, or, you know, are you crazy? But do you think that you connect to the Jewish people that way? So most people don't do that, but they think to themselves, I'm this kind of Jew, I'm not that kind. And it causes a separation. I'm talking about very religious Jews, even. Right? But when you're mugball, when you're disconnected, how much bracha does Hashem want to give? You're a parent. You see your kids not unified. Imagine having a Pesach Seder. Pesach's coming. Wife just started cleaning the house. Right? Pesach Seder. And your family doesn't talk to each other. What does the father want to give to the children who are at the table? Not talking, not friendly, not freilich, not happy. Right? They're not. But when they're unified, when Reuven's not Reuven and Shimon's not Shimon, we're children. I remember, you know, we're children of Hashem. We're brothers, we're sisters. Right. Then you have shalom b'neim, you have the shem yud kei vav kei, you're a Yehudi, and you have shalom, you have kal pi kabbalah, all the mash, rachamim, havaya, chalalim. Vein gvul bracha. There's no limit to the bracha, the blessing that you can get. Ba'am Yisrael, matzino pam achas. There's one time we have the ultimate shalom ba'achdus, gemura, total. That was a matan Torah. That's the level of ki'isha chabalevacha. We're in one nation with one heart, which means it wasn't even shalom. It was achdus. It's not like I see the world this way, he sees the world this way, he sees the world this way, and we all get along. No, we all saw the world the same way. It was so overwhelming at matan Torah. We had ki'isha chabalevacha. It was a level that we'll never have again until Mashiach. It was right after Yitzis Mitzrayim. We were a new nation. Ma barasad. I mean, what made us at that point into a nation, to Hashem's people, to the chosen people? Yachak kulam hoydu v'amlicho v'yamar. Everyone said together, Hashem yilachlo l'avod. We became Hashem's army, people, nation. And there was no Reuven, there was no Shimon. It was all, we're all Jews. We're all together. Anshe havaya baruchu, with people in the name of Hashem. And therefore, there's a tremendous unity of purpose, of mission, of vision. When we say we're one people with one heart, because we have one heart, we were one person. And Lev Echad says, Tzur levavi v'chelki elokim lo'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liv v'shoy sol. And that heart was Hashem's heart, so to speak. I mean, obviously, Hashem doesn't have a heart. It's Kaviyachu. We're all following what Hashem wants from us. Kivin shekiblu aleihem malchus shemayim. We accepted that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechinaso beinayim. V'nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu atlan lev l'kulam. Hashem becomes the lev l'kulam. Hamalchus, and therefore the king, the unifying force, is the lev of the umam. Shezeh mashal lev. Kolalas ma'achas is adam. Again, go back to chassidic group. A real chassidic group, they work together because they want to do what the rebbe wants. The rebbe is their king, so to speak, and they will do all kinds of things in collaboration because it's not about them. It's about making the rebbe, the movement, that the service of Hashem, successful. Halev hu mishkan achayim. The heart is the place of life. We know that our life sparks, this week, is in the heart. If your heart stops, you're dead. Right? Right? If you hit a guy's hand, you say, I didn't hit him, I hit his hand, you're a shaita. Whenever you hit part of the body, you're hitting the person himself. So too, by Klal Yisrael, again, when we're one, we have this kind of this unity. Mashal Yishlim Bnei Adam Bali Leiv Echad Meshutaf. We know, like a Siamese twin, so to speak. They have one heart, right? They have one heart. They focus as one. I mean, I'm not talking about whether it's viable that way, but the idea is that if you share the heart, you work together. And that's the goal of Shalom and Achdus, which brings blessing to the Jewish people. Going back to Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, which is Malchus Shemayim Bo'il Mepol. Shabbos, which is, again, going back, is the manifestation, is the fruition of all of the manifestation of Hashem in the point of all of the rest of creation. Without Shabbos, remember the mashal we gave a few weeks ago, imagine making a wedding. You have the band, you have the caterers, you have the flowers, the ambiance, the invitations, the benchers, everything's there. One problem, you have no chasen kala, you don't have a wedding. You don't have the chasana. Without Shabbos, there's no Hashem that the world can connect to. You don't have the king there for all the other days of creation. Right? Shabbos is when the Malchus comes and it allows us and empowers us as we allow it on to not only recognize Hashem in every day of the week, but to inspire us and to connect us on new levels. Yesh ba brocha mi chashal shalom, and Shabbos and miyuchad, we say Shabbat shalom, right? Shabbat shalom, shalom is the essence of Shabbos. Moshe Amru Chazal, Shabbos him lizok, the Gemara says when a person is sick, you say Shabbos him lizok, for a korov, you should be Shabbos should be b'shalom. halakas near Shabbos. By the way, the mitzvah halakas near Shabbos, he quotes Shulchan Aruch, which is basically Gemara, says that when you light candles on Friday night, it's to cause shalom. Now, in the old days, they didn't have, this before Thomas Edison, they didn't have electricity. If you were in the dark, you got into fights, you bumped into each other, you didn't enjoy each other's company. There are a lot of reasons it was very not geschmack, and not conducive for shalom to be in the dark. And therefore, lighting candles wasn't just to look more regal, upscale, create a certain ambiance. It was really to cause shalom. And the chazal, as important as it was to make kiddush and to sanctify the Shabbos, to make kaddish the Shabbos, if you near a Shabbos come first, if you're limited in funds, but I feel it near Chanukah, which is pure Siman Nes, showing the Nes of Chanukah, which is such a big thing. Near Shabbos come first, because this idea Shalom is the kli of bracha. It's the manifestation of where everything comes together, just like Malchus, kingship is where everything comes together, which is of course what Shabbos represents. Now, moving up a pasha, just to understand it simply, Shabbos is Hashreis Hashchina, Hamachedes is Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is when you have the Shechina, which brings, we're all Hashem's children. Right? In a real kilo Shabbos, you wish every Jew you see good Shabbos, or Shabbat Shalom. Right? When everyone has one unified thing, Shabbos is, right, by the way, you know, a chalilah for me to give you a better taste of Yushalayim or different groups. The general feeling is when you're in Yushalayim and Shabbos, we're all together. Right? And the bottom line is when there's a moment of difficulty, everyone gets together because we are at one, in the core, one people. And Shabbos unifies the Jewish people. Kishish Mimim Abayis, when there's a fight in the house, typically, I'm not talking about dysfunctional situations, there's the author of Pinkus, it's because each one is caring about themselves. I wanted this for dinner, you made this for dinner. I wanted you to talk to me this way, you didn't speak to me nicely. My office, wife tells me, my husband doesn't speak to me nicely. No, very often the husband didn't, and he only cared how, because he was hungry or tired or inappropriate. But it takes two to tango. So when you make it into a fight, you're not causing shalom either. Explain it. Now again, sometimes you need counseling, some mediation, whatever it means. Sometimes you need family therapy, whatever. But it always takes two to cause a rumble. So you're focusing on your needs and not on the other person's. Reuven is Reuven, Rachel is Rachel, everything's about me or her or she. Or the first fights, I remember once at a wedding, failing out to a fight of the stupidest thing, each one at the family wedding. One relative wasn't on the picture, and they were so upset, so they decided to ruin the wedding for everyone else. Yeah. By the way, you know, you have a family trip, and you have one person miserable when they do the family trip, they ruin it for everybody. Because why? They didn't want to go to this place. They were in the back seat, or they wanted to stop at this restaurant. So there breaks everyone apart, causes lack of shalom for everybody. When Shabbos comes, Shabbos are kvar nemar at the ha'as hanel from the melech. When they covered by the chashiv klal melech, you can't have honor from the melech. It's all about the king. It's all about Shabbos, it's all about the Jewish people, it's all about Klal, it's all about Shalom. Shei Aklal Hamu'ula Shakol Batelim Eila. By the way, because Shabbos is this Kolel, this Malchus, this Shalom, you should just know, Api Kabbalah, is a Yetzhar Miuchedis, specific Yetzhar, an Erev Shabbos, to cause fighting. So you should come into Shabbos with a lack of Shalom. It's not much a Yetzhar, it's stressful. By the way, some of the Tremic people try to make early Shabbos, and they stress so much because they get the fight, so they're stressed, we're late, right? It's a Yetzirah, B'yuchah, the person has to be aware of that. Because the essence of Shabbos is Malchus, and the essence of Malchus is Shalom. Or the representative of Malchus is Shalom. For that, Amru Chazal, even in the Gemara Saita says, Ish v'isha, husband and wife, Zachu, they have Shalom, Shechina b'neim, they have the Hashem's presence. That's the Lashon Gemara. When they have Shalom, the Shechina is with them. V'chazer ba'ash v'as the Shechina b'neim, and we have a Shechina, yei Shalom b'neim. The Shechina comes to a place of Shalom. Shekashem mo'ylech ha'melech, v'sapechas komalos, anshe ha'medina. Again, when you have a real king, you have a real leader, you have a real unifies the nation. Mishtana Shmam, and they're no longer this and that. They're part of something greater. They're part of something much bigger. They're the Jewish nation, the Klal Yisrael. It's not about me. And Mahusa Nikam Amelech. Again, we don't live in a world like that, so I get the best, most metaphorical example. Because it's a real Hasidic group. It's about the leader of a Rosh Hashiva. Not the Sifinko, it's about the yeshiva. And at some level, in theory, an army, if you care about your troops, it's not about you. It's about the working together for a higher purpose. For proper Shabbos Kodesh, means HaMalchus, and Shabbos, the Malchus, when you come to Shabbos, you're a different person than Panim HaKadosh Khan. You're not Yehuda, or Levi, or Yitzchak, or Lazer. You are Klal Yisrael. It's all about working together. By the way, in a shul where you have that, I always love the name Amachad, because, by the way, and I'm sure, I don't know if I've said this before, the Maral says that Haman is the one who said Amachad, I mean, before it's just the Torah by Shechem, but that Haman is the one who says Amachad. It says Amachad Mufuz Refur Ben Ha'amim. They're divided. The Maral says that what you see from this is that Be'etzem Am Echad, that Klal Yisrael is really one nation. That's their essence. They were not Mufuzer for it. It could be technically right now we are, but the essence of Klal Yisrael is we're one. We come to Shabbos. It's all, we're all about being Shabbos, we're Yehudim. And that's why Shabbos is the ultimate Shalom. And that's why, by the way, having guests on Shabbos and inviting fellow Jews on Shabbos, and you have a shul that focuses on Shabbos, and you're really one Am Echad. You bring the Shechinah into your lives, into others. That finishes Malchus. The end of this topic on Malchus is to realize that the other name of Malchus is Shalom. And all of the davening, the highest praise is Malchus. All the brachas end with Shalom. And the goal for all of us is to bring the Malchus, to bring the Shekhinah into our lives, to bring Shalom to our lives, to our families, to Klal Yisrael's lives. And there's no better time than Shabbos, which is the essence of Malchus, the essence of Shalom. And that's why we greet Jews Shabbat Shalom. We wish people Shalom on Shabbos. So we'll end here. And I wish everyone a good Shabbos and a Shabbat Shalom. Le'mazel and bracha. We'll pick up next week. We're talking about Chiddush HaOlam, how Hashem, so to speak, recreates the world always on Shabbos.